Don't worry about it.
Isn't it weird that Filipino
stereotype him like
Filipino
that.
Is with an F, but the Philippines is with a P?
It's really weird.
Why?
I have no idea.
I hate that
is weird.
I should probably look. Yep.
Filipinos that is with an F. Strange.
I know.
So what did you ask for when you got your haircut? Just you want to look like a thumb?
No. God, right? But like actually, well, this is what stressed me out. So my
Whack-a-mole?
Barber, it's like, show me what a penis looked like. circumcised or uncircumcised. My guy's on vacation and
it's what your hair always looks like.
And and I'm traveling for 2 weeks, so I needed to get it done. So I just called the barbershop down the street from me. And this is how you could tell it was going to be bad. So I had an appointment at 7. And at 5 o'clock, they call and they're like, can you come now?
A.M.?
No, P.M.
Oh, Jesus.
They were like, can you come now instead of 7? Because she's ready. And I was like, no, I'm not anywhere near. So I get to my place. I start walking. It's like 30 minutes away. And they're like, she calls and she's like, are you going to be late? We just want to make sure you're not going to be late because she has to get out of here. And I was like, oh God, she's in a rush. So then I sat in the chair and she's like, what do you want? I'm like, short on the sides, just a trim on the top. And she goes, and it was done.
I think
it's my hair grows very, very fast.
I think you look sweet.
So it'll be fine.
I'm not offended.
By Monday, it'll be fine. But I
don't think it looks that bad.
It makes me look a little butcher, which is good because next week for work, I have to go to Serbia. So,
How long are you leaving for?
Yeah, I say you scream butch right now.
I know, right?
And have you got this approved
hey, Serbians.
By us? How long are you going?
48 hours.
Whoa.
First, I'm covering a set visit. So
that's interesting.
For like a feature film?
No, for a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big budget.
Ay.
No, if anything, it's cheap.
There's an emergency.
With
everything
who?
Is cheaper.
Hey. Ted?
Ted's like smiling her. Like all I hear was like buzz.
I gotta
buzz.
Call you back.
What did he want?
He psycho calls.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
I know. Dom was doing that for a while.
He psycho calls. He saw me for a hot minute because of my ruggable dilemma.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, where are you going? I was like, I gotta lay out my ruggable. I spent 2.5 hours in a laundromat. People in laundromats don't mess around.
What do you mean by that?
It builds character when you're in a laundromat.
Why is everyone so surprised that I was like sitting? I was like, I love the laundromat. Ugh. It's like forced phone time.
It's like, no, you're cosplaying poor. Like,
yeah.
No, it's not cute. For us, we still go to laundromats. It's not cute.
I found a laundromat that has, you know how they have like extra, extra large load where it's like 4 loads in
I know.
One?
I'm familiar with an extra, extra large load.
They had
ladies.
A giant load. It's 10 loads of laundry in one washer. It literally, opening to the washing machine was like the curtain draw behind you. So I bought this like 11 by 17 ruggable, which is huge. It's the size of this room.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
it's the
dogs
only place
peed
you can wash
all
it.
Over it. And that's why I bought it.
That's the first thing I said when I saw it. I go, wow, that's awesome. It's washable. But whose like washing machine is that going to fit
Dio's
into?
I was like, it's thin.
Yeah, it's thin. It's going to go
washer,
in.
The
it's like a sheet.
The washer was so big. Cotty took a picture of it, sent it to me. And I was like, how'd you get this picture of me?
Brian.
But I get it. I get it now. Because it's the only place you can.
The only place
this is why
you
the
can
gays don't
it.
Like me. I don't get the jokes that
like, I don't get it.
You're like, I don't understand. But okay. Now I'm afraid since I washed it, it was like, instead of having like a concentrated corner of like dehydrated poodle piss on one piece, I just let it soak for an hour in water. And I was like, now the whole thing smells
why?
Like diluted
it wouldn't,
urine.
Would it not spin?
It spun, but it was heavy. It was heavier than expected, I think.
Mm. I thought you were going to wash it out in the yard, like with the thing,
that is
like
so
the video we
with
saw.
The squeegee. Oh, yeah. Like when they do the deep cleans on the carpets.
I don't know if you were here for that episode, but Connie showed me one where it was very rewarding.
But it starts out, it's rewarding because it starts out rough.
Well, I'm like light a match, throw out the rug.
Seriously.
Like, seriously, so you've dug that underground.
Yeah. But did you get it clean? Are you satisfied with it?
I threw in the towel.
Oh.
It was soaking wet, and I was like, fuck
not
it. I'm walking out with the rug. I'm walking out with the rug and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost to do a load?
Oh my gosh. How much do you think? Humor me because I was blown.
Okay, so $4.
When I go to the laundromat, no. When I go to the laundromat, I use the one that's like 6 loads at a time. And that's like...
I bet you do.
Like 10 bucks.
Okay. Guess what mine was?
20.
14. Shh. 14 per washer.
Was it the biggest one?
Crazy.
Giant. And it had like 7 signs above it. It was like, do not wash rugs. Do not wash rugs. We will kick you out if you're washing a rug. And I didn't see any of them until it started. And I was like,
of course you did it.
Oh no.
Well, it's not, in your defense, it's not really a rug.
It's not. If anyone was going to ask me, I was going to say it was a bed sheet.
It's like a curtain.
Yeah.
But it's a large, large curtain.
But anyway, got the rugs home. I think the heat made them smell weird in the moment.
But now it's fine. Or we're going to see.
It smells like...
Brand new?
Hopes and dreams.
Oh,
well, great. So you're like, happy.
Congratulations.
I'm confused.
I'm happy, yeah.
I'm
happy
you got that. Like,
because I put it down and Clemency's like, it's wet. It's wet. I was like, I don't care.
Where'd you put it down?
It's like, stick it on the floor.
Inside?
Yeah.
Remind us what
I don't think that's a good idea.
What was the
that's
total...
Clemency said, and I was like...
What was the total runtime for all of this? 3 hours?
Close to 3 hours.
Connie, first of all, it's gonna mess up your wood if it's actually wet.
You know why? Because it sits on top of a Velcro mat.
Okay, yeah. But it's going to create like a mold or something if it's...
That's what Clemencia said. I don't think so.
Trapping moisture.
I have ruggables because I have cats and nope, it's great. They're great.
You have ruggables?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
Ruggables?
Because of cats.
Well, what do cats do?
Yeah.
They pee and scratch and they'll do all that.
Your cats pee on your rugs?
Sometimes, when they're mad at us, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know cats did that.
I've heard that cats are when like vindictive like that.
I can leave them alone for up to, oh God, the animal rights activists are going to call. But I can leave them alone for up to 5 days, 6 days, 5 nights, 6 days, five nights.
How do they eat?
So I have an automatic feeder and I check them on the camera. And usually I'll have someone come in and just be like, hi. And I'll be like, hi. But then they get mad when they don't see
like
us.
They're like this.
Exactly. They don't go mad when they see us for a while. So they'll like.
Just piss on your bread.
Piss on the rug.
Oh, mine just, if we don't put up one of our acrylic gates.
5 or 6 days?
Yeah. No, I would leave it's a cat alone. Yeah.
And I have two, so they keep each other company. So.
You don't have any allergies then, do you?
I used to.
But those cats just knocked them out of you?
When I come back, they come back.
Oh,
and
really?
I suffer for like 3 days. Yeah. Ugh. And then it's, we're back.
Cats are just pure misery. I'm surprised I'm not allergic to you.
I know. Because I've been very cognizant about not bringing them on me, but when I see owners that are like covered in it, I'm like, ooh.
Oof. Ted, if he goes to Burton Land's house and plays with the cats, like he was over there playing with the cats the other day.
We have cats.
Yeah. And I took his pants off to change him for baseball. And then I got home and I was rubbing my eyes. My eyes were swelling shut. And I was like, what in the world's happening? I was like, I touched the pants that he was wearing when he was playing. Like, that's how I wouldn't even think of touching a cat.
It seems like 50% of people are allergic to cats.
Are you?
I don't think so. But you never know because I do have a, you know, beeswax allergy.
I bet you are.
Can you like not use Burt's Bees? What'll happen if you use
Bees? So hold on. So you know, I think you've heard some of the saga that I had this crazy dermatitis. Did you hear?
I don't think so.
Anyways, it's boring now. But okay. I basically am allergic. One of these dermatologists finally figured out that it was like contact dermatitis to beeswax, but I kept applying products with beeswax. So it kept getting bad. My mom was here this weekend. Did I tell you this?
Again. Yeah. Oh, what? She's allergic?
No, but I had it for so long. So it was like this whole thing. And obviously I believe that that's what I was allergic to, but I was just, now that it's gone, I'm just like, thank God, it's a bad dream. I want to pretend that never happened. We went to dinner on Saturday. My mom was here. I found this Byredo lipstick sample. Like, you know, like in the little bubble. And I'm like, that's a cool color. I want to use that. And so I put the lipstick on. Looked rad on me. I went to dinner. And then I went to the bathroom. I don't know. It was like an hour after I'd been to the restaurant. Like, and went to the bathroom. I was like, oh, but I had all that microneedling done. So who the fuck knows what's going on with me? And I started to see the red on my chin. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And then that night I took all my makeup off and I was like, it feels like it's coming back. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then I'm like, that's maybe it's just irritated by all the microneedling. I'm in the shower the next morning. I'm like, what if that tester had beeswax in it? I flip it over and it was like Sierra Alba beeswax, and it happened that fast.
Ugh.
But you don't even understand.
You don't even know.
It swells and it gets red and like raw. Because it's mostly cosmetics. I don't think I'm allergic to honey.
Beeswax is a weird thing. Like, that's not something you check for.
No, and in fact, you think
now you do.
You think that it's so natural, and a lot of the clean beauty, they want to use it because it, instead of chemicals. But I was kind of happy that this happened because it solidified, because I didn't actually go do a patch test after all, the first time. It solidified that that indeed is what I am horribly allergic to. And it was like, it just made it that much more clear to me. So I was happy. But because it wasn't like, you know, continued exposure, it went away within 24 hours. But it was wild. Wow. I was like, why would this be happening again? I'm like, oh, wait, I used that lipstick.
Yep. Ugh. Wait, so something's happening to Ted's thumb
right now? God.
Let me send it to you. So
Sorry, that was my dermatitis. I know, I look like an Eskimo.
What was it?
It was from, okay, so I was putting
your
like,
eyebrows.
Lips.
Gorgeous.
Look, he loves my eyebrows.
I do. Are they bad?
They're gone.
Well, I've lasered them off now.
Oh, but they look great here.
I know. Well,
they look great both ways.
You're such a kiss ass.
No, they were good. They need to be redone. What, you hated them?
No. Oh.
Now I do. What?
That thumb. It's oh, bad, God. Right?
What? Okay. Well, your reactions.
Oh, this is Ted.
Who'd you think it was?
I thought it was you.
Yeah, well, you just showed a picture
it's of me. A 7-year-old. It's even worse. I was like,
what dainty little figures you have.
So oh, it's like it was.
Got slammed in a door?
No, it's like he hit it in the tub and part of it fell off and now it looks like this and I just don't know what to do. I'm going to see Lancer with him.
Oh, does it hurt still?
Yeah. Lancer's like, it's not life threatening.
I mean,
but
can it get infected? I feel like it's. Out, it looks it's gnarly, exposed. Right? It's like,
well, no, that is the root at the bottom that looks like hay and hair at the bottom. That's his nail bed that's exposed.
God. Hay and hair. I never.
Oh, poor guy.
That's horrible. I would keep it covered with like a ointment,
a bandage
on it
or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So he goes in on Tuesday, but he was like, "You just have a fear that it might not grow back normally. Like you could have it deformed.
Just like have a black."
Oh, God, I never thought about that.
Can we look that up? Like, what happens if
you nail
doesn't grow back?
No, let's not and say we did.
No, okay.
We'll just follow up after Serbia.
Why would it be black? I don't think it'll be black.
I thought it was black. Like, if you stub your
toe
so bad
that,
like,
the...
Month?
Yeah, so it already fell off. If it's going to be black, it'll be black now.
Okay.
It'd already be black.
Got it. Okay, you're fine.
It might be a little weird of a grow back, but we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll be fine.
Pretty bad, huh?
What kind of doctor do you see? A hand doctor?
Wouldn't you like to know?
A hand doctor.
Well, I had to Google that. I was like, what kind of doctor do you see for fingernails? And apparently it's a derm. Isn't that funny?
Oh. Interesting.
I was like, should I just take him to Bellacures? Be like, excuse
me.
Derms can do quite a bit.
Our fingernails are made of keratin, which is the same thing that
hedgehog
and porcupine needles are made out of.
You are such a dork.
Fun fact.
Like sometimes Charming. I look at you and I'm like, has he ever had sex really?
Charming.
It's the same thing. It's porcupines and hedgehogs. You're like the Filipino version of Pee-wee.
But dermatologists can do a lot of things that like podiatrists can do even.
Well, yeah, except podiatrists aren't real doctors. What?
They're not?
Oh my God.
They're the same as like chiropractors.
A podiatrist saved my life. Do you know about this?
Okay. What?
No.
Really? Well, I had an infection. Wait,
last night a podiatrist saved my life. Wait,
Halston, is a podiatrist? I don't think a podiatrist is an actual med.
A chiropractor is a doctor.
No, he's not.
It's not an MD.
Well,
let
me
show you. Please hold.
But they go to medical school.
They don't.
Not medical. They go to some sort of school.
So I had a staph infection on my foot.
Look, Cottie. Yes, a podiatrist is a doctor. They are formally called a doctor of pediatric medicine.
Podiatric?
Podiatrist.
No, I don't think they are.
How much of a nerd do you think I am now?
I love you.
They are. They do surgeries and everything.
Yeah, I know. Wait, I'm going to show you.
Oh, okay.
Something.
Fair enough.
Okay, chiropractor. Can we ask, is a chiropractor a doctor?
For sure not.
I'm going to send a photo on this chain.
I want to know what the podiatrist did to you to save you.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Yes, chiropractors are considered doctors, specifically doctors of chiropractic, but they are not medical doctors. They are not MDs. That's what I said. They're DCs. They have graduate level degree, but it's distinct from MD or doctor of osteopath.
So they're like me.
Can they prescribe? They can't prescribe medicine?
No.
Nope.
No, but they went to school about as long as we
They're
did.
Licensed, though. Okay. Mm. Are you licensed?
I could be.
I just went to one.
I'll just get right notarized before here. Or something. So I don't believe in it. Not after that playmate died. Mm-mm.
No, no high velocity neck adjustments. That's what I said.
The fact that you have to say that.
He wanted to. He did my back and then put me in this weird pulse machine and he wants me to get a neck x-ray. No, because I'm actually trying to claim some sort of
I sent it through.
For the rear end.
Oh.
I got a staph infection on the ball of my foot, but ew. I didn't know it was a staph infection. So so I just ignored it for a very long time.
Do I not want to see?
Don't look.
Okay.
So I ignored it for a very long time. And eventually it got so, it became a big hard mass that was excruciating to step walk. On. Yep. So I went to the emergency room and they looked at it and they were like, brace yourself. And they took out a scalpel and spliced it open. And they were like, I went to a podiatrist. And they took out a scalpel, spliced it open.
Did they numb you first?
Nope.
Okay.
Spliced it open. It was the most painful thing I've ever experienced. And they said, go to the emergency room right now. And so I went to the emergency room. They like dug out the thing, cleaned it out. But they said if I had waited like one more week, it would have hit my bone and they would have had to cut my foot off.
Okay, it was like so you would deep, have lost your foot. You wouldn't have lost deep, your life. Deep.
But
what
is the quality of life when you lose your foot?
Why would that? Because if it got to the bone, then there was no saving the bone?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Rewind.
It would be like, it would spread too
did
fast.
You address the other shit underneath your foot? Why did someone take that part off too?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Go about 2 inches under the open sore.
No, that's the blood. Fluid.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Because I had to like clean it
what
out.
What in the actual...
I know.
What? How did you get this?
Probably showering at the gym without flip-flops.
You are such
what
a
what is
mess.
In the gym shower? Like, and what is in camp showers? Why do people have to wear water shoes? Like, what?
Oh, because it's gross.
But like, what is it? Pee?
Everything? Sweat? Little bit of feces?
Think about how many people pee in that shower.
Yeah.
I mean...
you guys...
Like, I almost, like, just wore shoes.
Kind of makes
shoes.
Me sick to my stomach.
Disgusting. Yeah. Are you okay? Do you have a scar on your foot?
I do. And I'm fine now. But it was
emotionally,
it was quite
are you
an ordeal.
Fine?
Quite
like,
an ordeal.
How, like, it looks like there's a bullet hole in
yeah,
your foot.
Yeah, there was, like, a huge mass.
So
like,
what was inside
foot.
When they popped it?
That's what she wants to know.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, but it was hard. It was, like, really hard.
Oh, that makes me want to
it wasn't, like, a...
Do you have a picture of what they
like
pulled
a
out?
Thing
I'd ask
no,
them to record it.
But...
Or I'd ask them what
I got to the podiatrist and they cut it open, they were like, do you mind? We just want to call our residents in so they can see this. And they called 5 residents in and they were like 7 people crowded around me and they'd be like, look at this. Blah, 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 blah.
Did
we've never
smell?
Seen this before. Yeah.
I knew just it. Like, whoa. I knew it.
And it was yellow and pussy.
You weren't married yet, were you? Or
oh,
dating?
No. This is a long time ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyways, I know that wasn't on the agenda, but.
Anyways,
I keep getting on Instagram that, have you heard of Filtery?
No.
Filterly. It's like an AI app that shows you all different haircuts.
Oh, I've seen those.
Which I'm kind of intrigued by because I'm like, I have a friend who's cutting off all her hair. I'm like,
Who?
And so you're
Megan
she's
is.
Seeing how
why?
It, did she know. Use this to see how it looked before
no,
she did
she's
it?
No, just doing it. But I'm like, I would never cut my hair. I also saw this thing where a guy measures where the skin touches your ear, takes a pencil and goes from when your skin touches your ear and down and you meet it with another pencil. And then you take this and you measure it. If it's 3 inches or less, you're meant to have short hair. If it's 3 inches or longer, you're meant to
Wait,
have long
what,
hair.
Oh, interesting.
What is it?
So you get 2 pencils, right? Or you can use books.
Interesting.
Here, I'll show you. So you go like this.
This public cleaning seems
like
a scam.
First like a one scam. Goes like this. So okay. It's where your skin meets your ear.
Okay.
And then the second one goes under your chin and touches.
Okay.
So then you take this and you measure this.
Okay.
If it's longer than 3 inches, your face is meant to have long hair. Okay. If it's shorter, you're meant to have short hair.
Well, so did they do it on you? Oh, this is on
here?
I mean, a guy in a
here?
Bar was
yeah,
doing
yeah.
it.
Here?
Now do this.
A guy in a bar
it needs
was
to go
doing
straight
it.
Across from, no, no, no. It needs to. No, no, no.
He just made this up as an excuse to touch women's faces.
Go like this.
Okay. Pickles.
So you're like Johnny Longjaw.
You're meant to have Clydesdale
I'm
hair.
Mr. Red.
Oh.
Mine's Johnny shorter Longjaw. Than you.
Yeah.
Mine's much shorter
Johnny
than yours.
Johnny Longjaw.
Yours.
I'm just like.
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, she's meant to have short hair.
She's got a tiny little face.
Oh, it's not even three. It's 2.25.
I got a ton of messages saying I want to cut my hair just like, or her jaw looks pretty long.
No.
What's it to know whether short hair will suit your face shape or not?
Under your chin horizontally.
Uh-huh.
Now place a ruler under your ear.
Under your ear.
Under your ear.
Johnny Longjaw is not Johnny Longjaw.
The intersection of the pencil and the ruler indicates a measurement.
Oh, fuck, I'm supposed to meant to have a crew cut.
If it is less than 5 inches, then go for the job.
Go for the
I'm
job.
I'm here to help you with self-image transformation. Follow me for more.
Interesting.
I don't know if I'd look good with that haircut.
Well, you should get the app and look what you would look like.
Don't ever crew cut. Do that.
Yeah.
Like, even when Halle Berry had hair like that, I was not a fan.
Oh, I thought she
when it like flared out on the side, like in or when she had the Flintstones hair.
I just don't like that short a cut on anyone.
I think Kris Kardashian looks good with it, though.
My sister's fiance, who's a woman.
Oh, see, look how good she looks.
Well, she's gorge, but no.
So yes. Am I. Just
my
kidding.
Sister, I don't feel embarrassed saying this because it's true. She had long hair. She's like lesbian. Okay. She had long hair and it was awful.
You're such an ally to say it like that.
I know. Lesbian. Then she cut it and it was so much better. So like.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
So this, I've seen it in real time.
Do you think it was because she was lesbian?
A little bit. Actually, it was definitely. So I've seen it. I get it.
All right.
She also has a short face. Yeah, she has a short. She's a definitely a less than 2.25-er. Under 2.25-er.
Well, too bad we don't have a ruler to play this game.
I know.
So I just called Duran like on my way here after the chiropractor. And I was just giving him the down low on what the guy wants me to have, like a neck x-ray and wants me to like see him a few times a week for 2 weeks and whatever. I was just giving him the whole thing. And then, I don't know, I was just telling him random tidbits about the guy. He was definitely like a character. And then all of a sudden, Daron's like, well, I'm really busy right now and I don't have time to chit chat. And I was like, it was literally like, I go, bye. And I hung up the phone. To me, so he does, this was particularly
at
rude.
At least he just says it.
This was particularly rude. But why answer? Or when you, like,
don't answer.
Sometimes he'll just be, he's like, is there anything quick? Because I'm right in the middle of something. I'll be like, no, call me back. Or yes, whatever. Yeah. Or don't answer. Or right away be like, okay, cool. But like, I want to hear all about this later. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I pick up and I'll go, hey, I'm in the middle of saying, is everything okay?
And thank
like,
you.
Yes or no.
That's the way
be like,
do
okay,
it.
I'll call you back.
That's the way to
thank
do it.
You.
But if
like
I know.
Like, he let me go into the story and tell him all of these things that this chiropractor wants to do and whatever.
I don't have time to chit chat.
I was literally like, my jaw was like on my lap and I would go, bye. Bye.
Has he texted you or called you or done anything?
No, I almost texted rude to him, but it's like, he's my husband. Like, I mean, like, am I real? It's just like so rude.
I will agree with Claudia. I think I would prefer that to what my husband does, which is I call him and I'm talking and he's like, uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I know you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
No, I know you're scrolling.
That happens.
Just call, cut me off.
I think that happens
come
to,
back when
from
you can
both
listen.
Ways, though, yeah. Right? Do you do that to him, too?
Never. Not
never.
Once. Never in my entire life. I'm a beautiful, attentive listener.
Yeah, but I won't answer then. My thing is, don't answer.
Don't answer.
If I can't devote, like, if I'm not going to be an active participant in the call, I don't answer.
Yeah. That's good. Good.
Shit mood, don't answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I want to talk about my shit mood, I answer.
depends on who I want to talk
about. But I usually go, hey, I'm in the middle of saying, is everything okay? Yeah, call me later. All right,
that's
bye.
Perfect. Done.
You're easy. So sweet. So thoughtful.
Sweetie pie.
I'm loving.
I'm so thirsty. It's been my laundromat days. I didn't have anything to drink. They only offered Sunny D.
You really do.
They offered you Sunny D.
You do break a sweat doing that laundry.
Not going to lie. There were some like
hot some guys hotties? There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I was like, look at you doing your laundry. Yeah. Okay.
And then you can also like, see what kind of underwear they use?
Nope, I'm not doing that, right?
Nope. Definitely not. Nope, definitely not.
Underwear they use.
And like, you can see if like,
they use
it's a good
them.
Way to tell if someone's gay or straight.
Nope, I didn't. See him at the laundromat. I didn't do any of that. Nope. I was just like, hey, you.
Oh, I'm just like,
well, Claudia thinks everyone wants her. What are you doing?
Yep.
Ew, have you seen Striptease with Demi Moore?
No. Have I Classic. Seen Striptease with Demi Moore?
He used to, Burt Reynolds used to scoop up her lint and sniff it. In the laundromat, she was a stripper. She looked so good in this movie.
She looked phenomenal.
This is like,
ooh. That is disturbing, Gotti.
What?
Pull up
and
her
then
lint?
She would, he would have his assistant go in and collect her lint after she was done with laundry. And then he'd walk into his room, the assistant would, and he'd be standing in underwear and cowboy boots. And he'd fill his cowboy boots with Vaseline. He's like, I can feel it squishing between my toes. And he'd just be sniffing the lint.
Wait, can we click on the one of her with David Letterman?
I had no interest in seeing this movie. And
they
now
really publicized her body because the studio paid for, I
what,
think.
Boob job?
For her plastic surgery.
Ah.
So I don't understand.
She looks unbelievable in this. Like, really just stunning.
But like, this really is a stunning body of a woman. Like now and for the last 20 plus years, she's looked so, so skinny.
I mean, look at her in the black bra.
She looks a little like Angelica Houston there.
Yeah.
She is so, and then her daughter was in this movie with her as her, she was a single mom. I think it was Rumor in the movie with her.
But the
I
boobs,
watched this movie at least 50
she's
times.
She's made these boobs smaller now.
I want to see this movie
it's
now.
It's so effing
I remember
funny.
That. Was that on a boat?
Yes. She goes on his yacht and strips
last from. Year, I saw Showgirls for the first time.
Oh my God.
So fucking funny.
Right. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Funny.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Maybe now it'd be funny.
It's so good when she's like, where are you working, sweetie? And she's like, Cheetahs. I don't know what you're doing, but if it said Cheetahs, it ain't dancing.
Who said that? Gina Gershon or
Gina
whatever?
Gershon's like, I'm a dancer. Where are you dancing? Cheetahs. I don't know if you're a dancer, sweetie.
Thanks for the line. Thanks for the repeat of the line.
Or what great, are you doing?
It's incredible.
It's
incredible,
such a
good cool. I just did it again,
movie.
But she slowed it down.
There's like eight beautiful, beautiful lines in that movie.
Oh, give us one.
Headdress.
Where he's like, at the end where like the manager of Cheetahs is leaving her like final performance. He's like, I'm going to miss coming on your tits.
What?
Oh. Yeah, you don't remember that line?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
It's what are you doing? Some of the best cocaine in the world.
Stop. So you guys good. Are free.
Know me? It's, why is her name
movie.
Know
this
me?
This is a real I have no idea. Ugh. Do you know that there was like, she was supposed to like, this was like her big, oh my God, she's going to get an Oscar nomination for this.
Well, she was close.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie. That's
well,
like,
didn't Pam just get nominated for Showgirl? Yeah.
She
the
like,
last
did,
Showgirl?
She like almost did. She like got nominated for a bunch of stuff,
but not.
I heard it was.
Did you see it?
I no. didn't see it.
Yeah. I didn't see it either.
Do I need to watch Conclave?
Yeah, it's so good.
Really?
It's so good.
Is it about priests and.
Yeah, but it's like about the selection of a new pope, but it's like Mean Girls meets.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like
pope
them
world?
Being sassy. Yeah. Stabbing each other in the back, spreading rumors.
Conclave. Okay, I'm going to watch that, I guess. Yeah. I'm watching right now Body in the Snow.
Never heard of it.
What? Okay.
Wait.
We all need to start
Body
watching
in
it
the
together.
Snow.
I've
it's
never
an HBO
it.
Max. Okay, rewind.
Wait, hold on. Is that the one where the dad
Karen
falls-
Reed? No. No, you're thinking.
Oh,
no.
What am I thinking?
So it's a documentary.
What am I thinking?
She just started, I think, 3 days ago was her retrial.
Wait, wait,
this
hold
is about
on.
The Boston it's- cop they found
oh,
in the snow.
That-
Yes.
The one who was drunk.
Yes.
Who got alcohol poisoning, but then.
Yes.
Oh
wait,
my God.
Don't tell me.
Sorry. No. That's all
okay.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I don't want to. It's a documentary. It's like a real. It's like, no.
It's a documentary. No. It's five mm-hmm. episodes on HBO Max.
Oh,
no. It is so good.
I'll start this tonight.
It is so good. I was so excited to start it. Now I'm like pacing myself.
Because you don't want
only
it to
five.
End. Yeah.
Oh, see, I always feel icky after watching these types of things.
She's our age.
I'm not sure yet.
Can you believe that?
Wait, let's hear the trailer.
I'm not.
Hitting John O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die in the snow.
Their relationship was not a happy one.
Not a single witness actually saw this happen.
There's a whole other side of the story.
This is funny, Ms. Reed.
They've got her guilty already.
Was it her husband?
So, did you drive your car into John?
Oh,
doing this
film
is my testimony. I want to say what happened exactly as it happened.
John was Boston police officer.
He's kind of hot.
We went to a bar with a bunch of cops. Jen McCabe invited us to the Alberts. Last I ever talked to him, when he got out of my car at Brian Albert's house.
Everybody liked Garen, and everything changed.
He was found dead on the lawn of another police officer.
This is one of their own, and that raises the stakes.
Miss Reed stated that she hit him 3 times. I hit him. I hit him.
I hit him. That statement doesn't appear on any of the tapes.
They were shot.
I am not on trial. I am a witness.
It's impossible to have any sympathy. They're all lying.
She'd smile or laugh.
She's posing for pictures.
Her behavior in conjunction with the hard evidence points in one direction.
Now listen.
DNA evidence placed parts of John.
You think for a Boston check for sure?
It's like I'm in a bad dream. This can't be.
Is it all on video?
Real.
She was angry. She had been drinking.
How many calls?
There was over 50.
Nuts in my leg.
What did you text about going through Karen Reed's phone?
No news so far.
It's there were gasps.
One of the most uncomfortable moments of this entire trial.
Shame on you, sir.
So what's crazy?
No magazine wants to feature me.
She was the happiest murder defendant in America.
You're either pro Karen Reed or you are pro police.
It's become a civil war.
This justice system will never be the same after this.
Oh.
I can't believe what's happening to me.
Oh.
It's so good.
I need to watch that.
Okay.
Give us a few
Okay,
hooks.
What automatically drew me to her is they talk about the night they go out. So he's both his sister died from a brain tumor, and then the husband died like 2 months after the sister, and they had 2 young kids. So he takes in these 2 kids. So she's his girlfriend.
His sister's husband.
John O'Keefe, the cop that dies.
Yeah. His sister's husband had died. Yeah. And then the sister died.
No, the John O'Keefe, the guy that this is about.
Yeah.
His little sister had a brain tumor and died like suddenly, like 6 months later.
Oh.
They had 2 young kids.
Yeah.
Her husband, who was widowed, ended up dying from a heart attack 2 months after she died.
Yeah.
So John takes in their 2 young kids. Mm-hmm. So she's been dating John for like 2 years, I'm sorry. And she's like, you know, John just wanted to blow off some steam, and John's just better when you blow off steam. So we go out, and I love that they're all going out in like hoodies.
Perfect accent.
I have a great Boston accent.
Perfect Boston accent.
It's the Irish in me. And so they go out, and she's like, the prosecution's like, how many drinks did you have? And she's like, they're saying 9. I didn't, you know. So they're counting her drinks, and I was like,
from the footage?
Holy shit.
From the footage of the bar?
She's like, That third drink, it was just a shot, and I put it in my vodka soda.
Oh my God.
It's like these people partied.
Yeah.
And they're like all older. They're like our age, but they're going to bars. They went to like 3 bars in a row. Like, I'm like,
In one night.
Yeah. Then at 12:45, she's out with all of his like cop friends and one couples with the FBI that she's not really familiar with. And it's like 1 a.m. They're like, come to our house for like late night. And John's like, yeah, let's go. And she's like, okay. And so they go, and he walks into their house and never comes out. And it's like a blizzard. And she's like, that's why she calls him so angry. So she's like, I have to go home to the kids. And he never came back out.
But wasn't she supposed to go in with him?
Well, all the lights were out. It was really creepy. They showed up at this house that they'd never been to. It was like, and then she was like, go and see if we're welcome here. Like, it doesn't look like anyone's home. So he went to like the side door. She never saw him again.
Whose house was it? Oh, I want to watch it. No, I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
How deep are you at 5? You're in.
I'm on episode. I just finished 3. It's really good. But I started watching it because a friend told me about it. And then she's like, he told me about it at the beginning of this week. He was like, her retrial starts today. So I guess there was a.
She seems guilty.
No, she's just bizarrely, authentically raw. Like, she woke up, she's like, holy shit, did I hit him? Like,
yeah.
Like, so she's going now, through do all you the things. Think, I do not think she did it. No, not at all.
Hmm.
No,
and,
not at all.
And so what did...
With every fiber
retrial, how did the first trial end?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I think this documentary wraps up
okay.
with
Interesting.
Whoa, this is I'm starting this. We've got medical issues, totally my murders. This is so my bread and butter. I love it.
Love it.
I could do this one. When the documentary gets to the Ruby Frankie one is like...
The Ruby Frankie one made me feel dirty afterwards.
Yes. I think it's because when kids are involved and when kids are getting abused or if there's like a lot of drug use or something, then it just makes me feel icky. Yeah.
It's because you have kids. I don't feel icky.
You don't?
Oh, God.
When you see the kids being abused and
stuff? Well, I don't feel icky, but I'm like, oh, that was terrible. But I'm not like...
You don't feel any more...
No, I remember worse. Not having kids and feeling that way.
No.
You feel the same way if it was an adult being tortured.
No. I feel gross that it was tortured, but I don't feel gross that there was a documentary about it. Does that make sense?
I remember my dad always growing up or being in college and we always watched Dateline.
Yeah.
And when it had kids involved, he's like, I can't watch it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, come on. They're not even your kids. He's like, it messes with me. It's too upsetting.
Yeah. It's
like
upsetting.
The footage was disgusting. I thought it was all gross, but I didn't watch it and feel gross.
Well, it puts, well, it's not like I'm worried Ruby Frankie's going to kidnap our kids.
Right.
But it does. It just puts things in your head that you can't ever get out.
Yeah. I mean.
Like what's living rent free in your head from that talk? It all left me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what's living rent free in my head from that doc?
What?
Weirdly is when, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Is when the husband's like, there was a handprint at the top of the glass and the hand was this long, as if it was like the demon in your house.
Yeah.
That's right.
That
and
was
I was like,
okay.
Wait, how many of us were looking at the window going, that's what? I don't
and
see
And then
it.
Also to, the I woman wanted... being like, she's mine. Yeah. She's mine.
The entire time I wanted to like,
in my head from
I
that
wanted
on?
To like what? Punch that beta dad
when
in the
when the
face.
Daughter comes home from college. And goes into Hefty Nat's room and there's oils all over her dresser and she's like, ugh.
Yeah. She finds out they're sleeping the same bed and she's like, ugh.
So many things. So Hefty, you guys, so many things. Rent free.
Okay, can
just
you
like,
guys catch up on this so that we can discuss?
You guys.
Oh my God.
It wasn't even like a labeled. It was like cheap oils. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no.
Essential oils. Oh, my God. Okay. I don't like it. Okay.
I don't like it. It's icky.
So gross.
Talk about something happy, you guys.
So gross.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather?
What was her name? The life coach person. I mean, Cindy? She looked like a Cindy.
She did look like a Cindy.
What was it? Connections?
Yeah, connect with an X.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What was her name?
Ruby I don't want to know.
And Jody.
Jody.
J-O-D-I.
Hildebrandt. Oh, man. Look at her. She looks so butch in that. Look at her.
I can't not.
She's like,
she's a lesbian.
Didn't she have kids?
Yeah, did she?
Is that one of her kids?
Who
right
is
there?
That Nightline photo with the cat
that's
eyes?
That's insane.
Jody Hilbert.
Oh.
Oh. One of
but
her
she
clients.
Did have
one
kids, right?
Clients.
That didn't talk to her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That like already hated her?
I just always was like, I bet Jody doesn't shave.
The niece said
that's why she needed the oils.
Her niece Jessie says they know a different side of their aunt and alleges they experienced trauma and abuse while living with Jody in their teens. Wow.
Oh.
Damn.
Woo!
Anyway.
Well, rent free, baby.
One more recommendation, documentary recommendation is it's also on Max. Every episode is like a different Hollywood, like story, like tragedy or something. And the first episode is about the dad from Seventh Heaven. Do you know about the dad from Seventh Heaven? That CW
barely.
Show?
I mean, I know
I
of
you
it,
know
I don't
the
remember.
Name, yeah.
So there's the first episode is about the dad from Seventh Heaven who like played a pastor, but like they find out like he abused young or he like groomed young girls the entire time he was on the show. It's crazy.
What do you mean? When you say
documentary.
Like he would like start sexual relationship with that relationships with them. And like, yeah, it was crazy. What was it called? But you should watch it. It's insane.
Wait, what? Nexium?
That's it's something like that. Hollywood Demons. Yeah, that's what it is.
Hollywood Demons.
Yeah, the first episode is about the dad from Seventh Heaven. There's an episode about the Power Rangers, how they all...
Ew!
How there was like one of the Power Rangers like murdered somebody and one of them went to jail for like... Yeah.
Which color?
The red. It's always the red ones. It's always the red ones.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wait, what was your story? Sorry to interrupt. You were talking about a Filipino family or something. What were you saying?
You were talking about two queer couples getting married.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyways. For the first time in my life, I got out of the theater and I was like, I think I want one of those.
A baby?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, my God.
Wait, when was this?
Danny, this might be TMI, but Danny, my husband, went to one of those like sessions that they had at work for like what the company provides, like adoption and surrogacy wise.
Wow. Oh,
so we're thinking about it.
Wait.
We're thinking of very preliminary.
Wait, is this company?
Very preliminary.
Where your husband works?
Yeah.
Is he at like a studio or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's at Universal.
What a minute.
He's what?
Yeah, Universal. Yeah.
Okay.
What? So you're going to ask one of us to be your surrogate?
When did this occur to you though? It's fine. It's preliminary, but like, was this like yesterday?
It was always part of the plan, but it was always like, you know, when you get married and it's like, okay, what's next? You know what
you
I mean?
You would be the most fun dad. Parent.
Oh my God. You really would.
I think you would. And you don't have to like anyone else's kids, but you would love your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on so much speed, you'd be awesome.
I used to like not give a shit about my friends' kids. Like, or I not about kids. I'd see them and I'm like,
no, I get that.
And then I met, then my best friends started having kids and I met them and I was like, I will kill for this kid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I will murder someone for this kid. So I'm like starting to get it now, I think. So
I don't think you'll ever get it. One will never get it until... Totally get it until you have your own.
Well, you know what's interesting though? And my dad said this. He's like, I hate kids, but I love my own.
Yeah.
Like, it's so different. Like, he doesn't want to be around other people's kids, really. Yeah. Like, he'll get a kick out of them now with older age, but like, raising kids, he was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So you
can. It was very 80s also.
Yeah. Like, you can honestly just not be a kid person and then have your own and be like, oh my God, mine are amazing. Yeah. It's like other people's dogs. I'm like so grossed out by your dog. But I'm like, mine can look like it's on death's door.
I agree with that. But I think that the whole mentality around parenting has changed so much from like the 70s and 80s. Like in the 80s, nobody liked their kids, even their own. They just like had, do you know what I mean? Like there was that sense.
Like checkbox.
There was that sense. Exactly. It was like you were almost just like... I don't want to say that you're a burden, but you know, that was the mentality of adults when we were kids. And I don't think our kids feel that way. And I certainly don't think we're parenting that way.
Well, it's because you have a choice now. And so if you have one, it's because you wanted one.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so now how are you?
What was that? What do you think that was about? I mean, you have to have a kid. There was like, that's just what you have to do.
So.
More so than now.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's how my parents.
Interesting, but you know what I mean. I'm not making that up.
We had to do this.
So, yeah,
like there's a lot of generational trauma stuff.
But no one's having kids now.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
No one.
It's down.
It's tough. It's tough to have kids. It's really tough to have kids.
But what would be your preferred method? Would you spin, adopt?
Adopt, just because there's so many kids in this world who like there's already.
You're such a good kid.
What does spin mean?
Like spin the sperm.
Yeah.
You or your husband?
You get an embryo, you get an egg, and then they both.
Yeah.
And then you don't know
who
inseminated the embryo.
Look at how in tune you are with this community.
I'm an ally.
Is that
we
what?
Would know. Because we look.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
the only way you know
is the
one person?
Wait, is that what happens?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times same sex couples, really?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like the dick that's like, I think
my kid.
What does your husband look like? Have I seen him?
He's very white.
He'd be very white.
There's no guessing.
Show me him.
If you're...
Yeah, if this is the pairing.
You don't
Well,
skip
no, but
the
wouldn't
Filipina
you then
gene?
Pick an egg like of somebody... You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you pick an egg if it was going to be his husband's sperm that someone that looked more like him or like someone that looked... If you vice versa? Like an egg donor coming from that person?
Can you see this?
Oh, he's cute.
Super cute.
I've seen... I don't think I've seen him before. Wait...
Stalk my Insta. It's all he's all.
I'm
over
gonna
it.
Stalk your Insta.
No, you Super just go cute. For like the hottest chick.
Oh,
online.
He's very
the smart one.
Like you do like a background check.
Yeah,
I'm so excited for you.
Not you yet. Don't be excited quite yet.
If I gave you one of my eggs, I'm the sliver. Whoa, would you give him one?
I mean, would you?
don't know. I mean, I think there needs to be more of me in the world.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true narcissist.
I know, right? I like your jeans. We'll talk.
Oh, I was like, I'm not wearing jeans.
I was like, I know, they're so cute, right?
We're such narcissists.
I
mean,
I don't watch The Pit, but Danny's watching it. And I'm watched into an it. Episode where, that episode where, do you see the baby crowning?
No, gross.
Yeah, which there's one? An episode there, yeah. where you see a baby crowning. But this woman is, her job is being a surrogate. That's like her job.
I know.
Yeah.
In which movie?
The Pit.
I couldn't do that job.
I couldn't either. It's just like people, it's like women who enjoy being pregnant or.
Blown away by the women that do that. And obviously they have to enjoy it to some degree.
They don't party.
Yeah.
Connie would hate it.
No.
So I'd be like, I'm going through a surgery.
And you have to like, it's one thing if you have your own baby where like, if I mess it up, it's my baby, but it's if it's somebody else's, it's like, oh, God, I know, I have to eat clean.
You hit like a point in the pregnancy, like face is done,
right?
You know, like pregame, 1 o'clock. Just kidding, not.
We're in the clear.
You're like, okay, surrogate pass on you.
So my nanny just texted. She's like, I'm looking for Ezra in the house, and he's not in the house. Do you know what happened to him? So he literally, Dimitri, this guy comes to work out with him on Fridays, and he wanted to go for a hike. And so he's like, would Dimitri take me and my friend on a hike? And I asked Dimitri. Dimitri's like, yes. But they left and Gabby was out dropping one of the other kids somewhere and came back and was like, Ezra's not in the house. Do you know what happened to him?
I'm
like,
does this happen often?
No. I'm like, I'm so sorry he went. No, never. Never. But she's probably like,
wait, the fact that your kids have a trainer pretty much.
Yeah.
Does he want to train me?
It's amazing.
Well, I really want... So Ezra's getting really into basketball. He's my 11-year-old. And he is getting good. I mean, he's practicing a lot. Yeah. And he has a basketball coach. And he's in like this league outside of school. And I just noticed that he could be quicker. So I really want him, more than I need him to be like burning calories, I want him to do like...
Oh, it's like training.
Like agility training. Yeah. I mean, Dimitri can do anything, but he's like rocks. He like, I mean, at the end of it, Ezra's like beat red and just like sweating bullets.
That's so good.
But I want him to get speed.
It's like,
you know?
It's like being in swim class, except for running.
Yes. Like, I want just like I want him to be faster.
Oh, being in like what?
I think
it's like swimming lessons. Yeah, except it's running lessons.
Yeah. So I think it's. I
wish
it'll
I had those
off.
Before running cross country.
I think it's great.
I think it'll pay off. Yeah.
You're raising athletes.
I'm trying
to
raise an athlete.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm poor Gabby. She's probably like two missing
She's
kids.
Shook.
One of mine and one of his friends. All right. So we need to do links. We do need a shop like. Webbed something to link it all because we do glaze over a lot of things very quickly.
Yes, and like a little Shopify. I like it.
A little Shopify, except Shopify. Connie likes something for a week and then she swears she.
You know what? I was just thinking this today. My what? Hourglass. What? I use it every day. I love it.
Which one?
My hourglass.
Your, what do you use
your
it
foundation?
For? To, like time. Oh,
it's a
my hourglass.
like an ornate one that you're like.
These are the days of our lives.
I still
shower
love it.
For 1 hour starting now.
Shower for 1 hour. These are the days of our lives.
Don't worry about it.